Good evening, this is your Tesla Daily Update for August 7, 2026. Let's kick off with a major milestone. Tesla has celebrated the production of its 10 millionth electric vehicle at the Fremont factory. That's a historic achievement that underscores Tesla's dominance in the EV market. In software news, Tesla is rolling out its 2026 summer software update globally. This update brings enhanced Grok AI assistant capabilities, parental controls for the rear screen, improved navigation, and expanded video conferencing support including Google Meet, Microsoft Teams, and Discord. The update has already been installed on 15-20% of the Tesla fleet. On the Cybercab front, mass production is in full swing at Gigafactory Texas. Hundreds of Cybercab units have been spotted near the assembly plant, and winter testing is underway in New Zealand for ongoing refinement. In energy storage, production of the next-generation Megapack 3 has officially begun at Tesla's new Megafactory in Brookshire, Texas. This facility can produce 50 gigawatt-hours per year, and the Megapack 3 offers about 28% more energy storage in the same footprint as its predecessor. Tesla is also ramping up for Optimus. First-generation production lines for the humanoid robot are being installed at Fremont, with production targeted to begin by late August. Initial output will be limited given Optimus has around 10,000 unique parts, making it what Elon Musk calls the hardest product to scale. Looking at financials, Tesla stock gained 3.31% today, though year-to-date it is still down about 27%. Q2 revenue came in at $28.24 billion, up 26% year-over-year, though gross margin contracted to under 17%. Finally, Tesla has filed for a $10.1 billion solar cell manufacturing plant in Fort Bend County, Texas. And the next generation Roadster reveal is reportedly expected this month, with production tentatively planned for mid-2027. That's all for today's Tesla update. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news.